There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Have you ever invested in what was a seemingly great offshore project and product, but later wished you hadn't, as you watch your capital being gobbled up by broker commissions every time they adjust your plan at their whimsy? Well, that could be a thing of the past. The Insurance Authority of Dubai is fed up with the volume of complaints about long-term savings plans, offshore bonds and whole life insurance products. In the studio with the authority's response in the way of new regulations, Steve Cronin, founder at DeadSimpleSaving.com. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning.
Mis-selling, mis-investing, over-investing, spurious policy and asset class changes all cost the investor money. What are the authorities doing to combat that?
So the Insurance Authority said that they'd received an alarming number of complaints about these products. And frankly, that should be a wake-up call for all of us. That obviously, if you had a vehicle brand that was receiving an alarming number of complaints, you would just simply not use that vehicle. But people have continued to buy these products. What they have done is they have tackled the upfront commission component of these products, which is really what's driving all the problems here. So they have limited the amount of commission that a financial advisor can receive upfront. And they have capped the total commission that they can receive over the lifetime of the product. They have also introduced a free look period. So after 30 days, you can cancel. And most importantly, actually, if you cancel the plan within 5 years, then that commission will be clawed back on a pro rata basis.
So this comes from the Insurance Authority. So clarify for me, is this just on a product with some form of insurance attached, or is it on anything that an IFA might sell you, any financial product?
Well, unfortunately, what happens is that these long-term savings plans, which are literally plaguing the country, are insurance-wrapped plans. And so they are a savings scheme with some kind of insurance wrapper. And that's why it's got very complicated, and that's why the Insurance Authority is involved.
So if an IFA came to me and said, would you invest $20,000 into this product, and they play the markets for that money, that would not be affected at all. This is nothing to do with that. It's more a long-term savings plan.
Yes, so both lump sum plans and monthly premium plans are affected. The thing is that IFAs are very unlikely to offer you anything else because they're going to get the commission from these plans.
Does it change in any way the requirements and qualifications for IFAs, brokers and insurance companies to operate?
Well, that's interesting because when the Insurance Authority originally released their draft plans for these new regulations, they did actually have requirements, minimum requirements for IFAs and for their education levels, certification levels, and that has since been removed. There was a period of industry consultation, and during that process, this was actually removed, which is a bit disappointing.
When is the new law going to be implemented?
So what we understand is that very soon it will appear in the official gazette, and then by May 2020, all of these regulations will be in place.
Let's have a look at the difference that it'll make, both to the industry and to us, the people who are buying these products. One of the things that really leapt out at me is about the information that you have to be given now, not just given, shown and signed off on when it comes to the surrender clauses. If you break the terms of the policy, if you need to pull out your money early, they have to show you exactly what you're going to be sacrificing, don't they?
Yes, and this is what's trapped investors in the past and shocked them, is that if you, let's face it, these plans tend to be sold 10, 20, 25 years. Nobody stays in these plans for 25 years. I think the average is about 7 years for a 25-year plan. And people were extremely shocked when they discovered that their money wasn't growing at all, that they were hit by huge surrender penalties, and you may lose everything that you invested in the first 18 months. And so now the authority is insisting that there is a separate document that shows in red ink the surrender penalties for these plans. Now, I would wish that there were no surrender penalties at all, and frankly, that these products had no commission, upfront commission at all. But this is definitely an improvement.
What impact do you think it's going to have on the industry?
Well, this was an amazing cash-positive industry in the past because you'd get all your commission up front and then you would service the customer later. So you could hire lots of financial advisors and they would run around and get business for you. I think that is definitely going to be make things harder. We will see consolidation in the industry, and I think some of the smaller players undoubtedly will be disappearing. And then in general, it will just be harder for the financial advisory companies to generate cash. They will have to service their clients a little bit better because the commission is going to be spread out over the course of the product. Everything will be that more expensive. So fewer clients probably and fewer fees per client.
Lastly, Steve, this is going to take effect in about 6 months' time. Is it in any way retroactive or is it just from things sold from that date?
From what I understand, it's just going to be for those products that are sold after that date.
Steve Cronin, founder of DeadSimpleSaving.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.